Before we dive in, a quick note that this episode is entirely AI-generated, including the voices you're hearing. Today's episode is brought to you by Mindflow Meditation Cushions, the ergonomic cushions designed for deeper practice. Though I should mention Mindflow is entirely fictional. Some information today might be hallucinated, so please double-check anything important to you. I'm Sarah, and today we're exploring The You You Are, A Spiritual Biography of You by Rick and Laszlo Hale. This 2025 release is getting attention for its unique approach to self-discovery. With me is Marcus Chen, a spiritual counselor who's been working with this book's methods. Marcus, what drew you to Hale's work?
What struck me immediately was how Hale frames spirituality as biography writing. Most self-help treats your past as something to overcome. Hale says your past is the material for understanding who you fundamentally are.
That's a fascinating reframe. What problem is Hale trying to solve here?
He argues that most people live disconnected from their authentic spiritual self because they don't understand their own story. We know our resume, our relationships, our struggles, but we don't know our spiritual biography, the deeper thread that connects everything.
And what makes Hale qualified to guide us through this? What's his background?
Hale spent 20 years as a documentary filmmaker before becoming a spiritual teacher. He brings that storytelling lens to personal development. He studied under teachers in multiple traditions: Buddhist, Christian contemplative, indigenous wisdom keepers.
That filmmaker background is interesting. How does that show up in the approach?
He treats your life like source material for a documentary. Instead of judging experiences as good or bad, you're looking for patterns, themes, the deeper narrative. It's investigative rather than therapeutic.
So you're not trying to fix yourself, you're trying to understand yourself?
Exactly. Hale says, most spiritual work fails because people are trying to become someone else rather than discovering who they already are. The you you are, that's his phrase, is already complete.
That sounds like it could be either liberating or frustrating. If you're already complete, why do the work?
That's the paradox he explores. You're complete, but you don't know it. The work is archaeological, uncovering what's already there, rather than building something new.
Let's dig into his central thesis. What's Hale's main argument about how we should understand ourselves spiritually?
His core claim is that every person has what he calls a spiritual signature, a unique way of connecting with the sacred that's been consistent throughout their life. Most people never identify this signature because they're trying to fit into someone else's spiritual template.
Can you give me an example of what a spiritual signature might look like?
Hale shares his own. He realized that from childhood, he felt closest to the divine, through witnessing, really seeing people's stories without judgment. That became his path, first as a filmmaker, then as a teacher.
So it's not about following a particular religion or practice, but understanding your natural way of connecting?
Right. Someone else might connect through service, or through beauty, or through solitude in nature. The signature is usually visible in childhood, before we learn to conform to expectations.
What's his evidence for this idea? How does he support the claim that we all have these consistent signatures?
He draws from his work with hundreds of clients over 15 years. He also references research on temperament and personality consistency across the lifespan. But mostly, he asks readers to test it against their own experience.
That's interesting. It's more empirical than theoretical. What intellectual tradition is he responding to?
He's pushing back against both New Age, create your own reality thinking, and traditional religious approaches that assume one size fits all. He respects ancient wisdom, but argues it needs to be personalized.
How is this different from something like Myers-Briggs or other personality frameworks?
Personality types describe how you process information or interact socially. Spiritual signature is about how you naturally encounter the sacred or transcendent. It's deeper and more specific to meaning-making.
And what makes this approach distinct from other spiritual or self-help books?
Most spiritual books give you practices to adopt. Hale gives you methods to discover practices that already work for you. It's detective work, not instruction following.
That sounds like it requires a different kind of effort. Less doing, more investigating?
Exactly. And he argues this is why so many people start meditation retreats or yoga practices enthusiastically, but then quit. They're trying to force a practice that doesn't match their spiritual signature.
Okay, let's get into the practical methods. What are the main tools Hale gives readers for uncovering their spiritual signature?
The foundation is what he calls biographical mapping. You create a timeline of moments when you felt most alive, most connected, most yourself. Not happy moments necessarily, but moments of deep resonance.
Can you walk me through how that works with a concrete example?
Sure. Say you're mapping your biography and you notice three peak moments. Age 8, helping an injured bird. Age 15, staying up all night with a heartbroken friend. And age 25, volunteering at a crisis hotline.
I can see a pattern emerging there around caregiving or witnessing suffering.
Right. Hale would say your spiritual signature might be sacred witness to pain or healing through presence. That's different from someone whose peak moments are all about creating beauty or exploring ideas.
How detailed does this mapping process get?
He recommends identifying at least 12 moments across your whole life. For each one, you note not just what happened, but what you felt, what you were paying attention to, what felt sacred or meaningful about it.
What's the next step after you've done this biographical mapping?
Pattern recognition. Hale provides what he calls signature categories. Common themes like witness, creator, healer, explorer, guardian. You look for which categories keep showing up in your peak moments.
How many categories does he identify?
12 primary categories, but he emphasizes that most people are some combination. The goal isn't to box yourself in, but to recognize your dominant themes.
Can you give me another example of how someone might work with a different signature?
I worked with someone whose peak moments were all about bringing people together, organizing family reunions, starting a book club, mediating conflicts between friends. Her signature was Sacred Community Builder.
And how did recognizing that change her spiritual practice?
She'd been struggling with solo meditation for years. Once she understood her signature, she started a meditation group. Suddenly, her practice became sustainable and meaningful because it honored how she naturally connects.
That's a powerful shift. What other tools does Hale provide beyond the biographical mapping?
Second major tools, shadow biography. You map not just peak moments, but times you felt most disconnected from yourself. These often reveal your signature in reverse. What happens when you're forced to act against your nature?
Can you give me an example of how shadow biography works?
Someone with a sacred creator signature might notice their lowest moments were all times they had to follow strict procedures with no room for innovation, rigid corporate jobs, bureaucratic roles, situations where creativity was discouraged.
So the shadow biography confirms the signature by showing what depletes you?
Exactly. Hale says, your spiritual signature is as much about what drains your soul as what feeds it. The patterns are usually very clear once you map them.
What's the third major tool he provides?
Signature practices. Once you know your spiritual signature, he helps you design practices that honor it. This isn't about creating new rituals, but recognizing what you're already doing that connects you spiritually.
What would that look like for someone with the community builder signature we discussed?
Instead of trying to meditate alone for 20 minutes, maybe her practice is hosting monthly dinners where she creates space for deep conversation or volunteering in ways that bring people together. It's still spiritual practice, just aligned with her nature.
That's so different from the typical approach to spiritual practice. How does Hale address people who might think this sounds too easy or self-indulgent?
He argues that fighting against your spiritual nature is actually the self-indulgent path because it's about ego, trying to be someone you think you should be rather than who you are. Working with your signature requires more honesty and vulnerability.
That's a fascinating reframe. Are there any nuances to this approach that people might miss?
One big one is that your signature can evolve. Hale says to revisit your biographical mapping every few years because new experiences can reveal new dimensions of your nature.
How do the different tools work together? Is there a sequence to follow?
He recommends starting with biographical mapping, then shadow biography, then signature identification, and finally practice design. But he says it's more spiral than linear. You keep cycling through and deepening your understanding.
What about people who have trouble identifying peak moments or patterns? Does he address that challenge?
Yes, he has a whole chapter on what he calls spiritual numbness. Some people have been disconnected from their signature for so long they can't feel it. He provides gentler approaches for reconnecting.
Such as?
Starting with moments of mild interest rather than peak experiences, or looking at what consistently annoys you that often reveals values and signature elements. He also suggests asking childhood friends or family what you were like as a kid.
Now let's talk implementation. How does someone actually start applying this approach? What's the first step for a listener who's intrigued?
Hale says to begin with just 1 week of paying attention. Don't try to map your whole biography yet. Just notice when you feel energized or drained each day and what you're doing in those moments.
That's manageable. What would that look like practically?
Keep a simple log. Tuesday morning felt alive during coffee with a friend who was sharing a struggle. Tuesday afternoon felt dead during the budget meeting. Just track the energy shifts without analyzing them yet.
After that first week, what's next?
Then you expand to biographical mapping. He suggests setting aside 2 hours to write down every moment you can remember feeling deeply connected to yourself or to something larger. Don't edit or analyze, just collect the memories.
What mistakes do people commonly make when they start this process?
The biggest one is trying to find the right signature instead of their signature. They'll identify patterns, but then think they should be more like someone else whose spiritual path looks more impressive or traditional.
How does Hale suggest working through that resistance?
He has a whole section on signature shame, feeling like your natural way of connecting isn't spiritual enough. He reminds readers that every authentic path is sacred, even if it doesn't look like meditation retreats or religious services.
Can you give me an example of signature shame in action?
Worked with someone whose signature was clearly about connecting through physical movement and nature, but she thought real spirituality had to be sitting still and contemplating. She was trying to force herself into meditation when her path was more like walking meditation or outdoor ritual.
How long does it typically take to identify your signature clearly?
Hale says most people get initial clarity within a month of doing the mapping work, but deeper understanding and practice refinement can take years. It's not a one-time discovery, but an ongoing relationship.
What about edge cases where this approach might not work well? Are there limitations?
People dealing with severe trauma might find biographical mapping too overwhelming without therapeutic support. Hale acknowledges this and suggests working with a counselor familiar with his approach.
What about people who've had very constrained lives and feel like they don't have enough varied experience to map?
He addresses this too. He says, spiritual signature shows up even in very limited circumstances. It's more about how you responded to what you experienced than the breadth of experiences you've had.
If someone could only do one thing from this book, what would you recommend?
Start paying attention to your energy. When do you feel most alive and connected? When do you feel most drained and disconnected? That awareness alone will start revealing your signature.
And for each of the major tools, biographical mapping, shadow work, signature identification, practice design, what's the one key takeaway?
For biographical mapping, your peak moments contain your spiritual DNA. For shadow work, what drains you reveals your nature as much as what energizes you. For signature identification, there are no wrong signatures, only authentic and inauthentic ones.
And for practice design?
You don't have to create new spiritual practices from scratch. You can recognize and honor the ways you're already connecting with the sacred, even if they don't look traditionally spiritual.
How do you adapt these methods for different life stages or circumstances?
Hale suggests that your signature remains consistent, but its expression evolves. A creator signature might express through parenting in midlife, after expressing through art in young adulthood. Same signature, different medium.
What about people in very demanding careers or life situations who feel they don't have time for spiritual practice?
This is where Hale's approach really shines. If your signature is about service, maybe your demanding caregiving job is already your spiritual practice. The shift is in recognition and intention, not adding more activities.
That's such a different way of thinking about spiritual life. Now let's evaluate this book critically. What does Hale do really well?
His greatest strength is making spirituality accessible without dumbing it down. He honors the depth of spiritual seeking while removing the barriers of specific religious languages or complicated practices.
What else works well about this approach?
The biographical method is brilliant because it uses your own life as the text. You can't argue with your own experience the way you might resist abstract spiritual concepts. It feels immediately relevant and personal.
Where does the book fall short or overpromise?
Sometimes Hale makes it sound simpler than it is. Pattern recognition can be really challenging, especially for people who've been disconnected from themselves for a long time. The book could use more guidance on the messy middle of the process.
What about the evidence base? How solid is his foundation?
His approach is more clinical than research-based. He's drawing from extensive client work, but not rigorous studies. That doesn't make it invalid, but readers should know it's more art than science.
How does this compare to other books in the spiritual development or self-help space?
It's less prescriptive than most spiritual books and more investigative than most self-help books. It fits somewhere between memoir work and spiritual direction. I'd compare it more to Julia Cameron's Artist's Way than to traditional meditation or religious texts.
What important topics does Hale leave out that readers might need to seek elsewhere?
He doesn't address community much, how to find others who support your signature, or how to navigate relationships when your spiritual path is non-traditional. That's a real gap, because spiritual development rarely happens in isolation.
What about practical challenges like maintaining practice over time or dealing with doubt?
He touches on these, but doesn't go deep. He's better at helping you discover your path than sustaining it long term. Readers might need additional resources for the maintenance phase.
Any other significant limitations?
The approach works best for people who are already somewhat self-aware and introspective. If you've never done any inner work, you might need to start with something more basic before tackling biographical mapping.
Overall, how would you rate this book's contribution to the field?
Think it's genuinely innovative. The biographical approach to spiritual development isn't completely new, but Hale systematizes it in a way that makes it accessible. it fills a real gap between traditional religion and generic self-help.
Let's talk about broader impact. How has this book been received since its 2025 release?
It's gaining traction among spiritual directors and therapists who appreciate the individualized approach. I'm seeing more retreat centers offer signature discovery workshops based on his methods.
What about criticism? What pushback has the book received?
Some traditional religious folks worry it's too individualistic and lacks accountability to established wisdom traditions. Some secular therapists think it's too spiritual and not evidence-based enough.
How do you think this approach might influence spiritual practice more broadly?
I think we're seeing a shift toward more personalized spirituality anyway, and Hale provides a framework for doing that thoughtfully, rather than just following spiritual trends or creating practices from scratch.
What would need to change or develop for this approach to have lasting impact?
More training for spiritual directors and counselors in biographical mapping methods, and probably more research on the effectiveness of signature-based practices compared to traditional approaches.
Has anything significant changed in the spiritual development field since Hale wrote this that affects its relevance?
If anything, the trend toward personalized everything, from medicine to education, makes his approach more timely. People expect customization now in ways they didn't even 5 years ago.
As we wrap up, what's the single most important thing you'd want listeners to take away from our conversation today?
That your spiritual path doesn't have to look like anyone else's to be valid and meaningful. The way you naturally connect with the sacred is already within you. The work is recognition, not construction.
And if someone's intrigued but skeptical, what would you say to them?
Just try the 1 week energy awareness exercise. Pay attention to when you feel most alive and most drained without trying to change anything. See if patterns emerge. You can test Hale's basic premise with your own experience.
Any final thoughts on why this book matters right now?
Too many people have given up on spirituality because they tried approaches that didn't fit their nature. Hale offers a way back in that honors both individual authenticity and genuine spiritual seeking. That feels needed.
Marcus, thank you for walking us through the UUR. This has been genuinely illuminating.
Thank you, Sarah. I hope listeners will give themselves permission to explore what authentic spiritual connection looks like for them specifically.